Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'd like to start the show by thanking everybody who swung by Hy-Vee and Mission today. And we're able to donate a little bit of money to the Salvation Army and even appreciated the couple of minutes that Sam and Dana were able to swing by.
Okay.
I was there an hour. We were there before you were there.
I was in a meeting with Hy-Vee. Well,
first of all, Dana, I was ringing for donations in front of Hy-Vee.
You were not there for an hour.
Could we please? Yes, I most certainly was.
You most certainly were not.
I was there 11:05 to 12:02. That's 58 minutes. I round up.
Whoa. We need to get a truth detector in here. Sam, you were there at 11 o'clock.
I was.
Yep.
What time did Dana Wright show up?
Well, the time she showed up ended with a 5, but in front of it was not a 0.
Was it a 1?
It was.
It was 11:15.
No, it most certainly was not. I will pull up my Life 360 right now.
Can't wait to see it.
You besmirch my character.
I would bet a paycheck on this one.
And then I stayed all the way till 12:30 because I felt bad for Scott because, dang, his teeth were chattering.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, I forgot to give you your gloves back, by the way.
I'll get them.
I'll take care of that after.
All right. I arrived. Aha! 11:04 to 12:02.
Yeah, in the parking lot.
Well, mm-hmm. I had to plug in my car.
What time did you arrive to ring bells?
It says 11:04. That is when I arrived at Hy-Vee. That's not the point of the story.
It says 11:07.
You're blind. It says 04.
Dana, I'm not blind. It says 11:07.
Anyway, it was a pleasure. We love doing good deeds for good purposes.
However,
we need to talk about the bell ringing.
Who came by? Mm-hmm. Kurt and Lenexa, great to meet you.
The mayor of Funky Town.
Mm-hmm.
He swung by.
Here's what I'm going to say. We have to have a conversation about human behavior around the Salvation Army kettle. It's time.
Oh,
people,
it's insane.
It's time.
All right, before we get to that, I want to address a couple of things with both of you.
He thought we were aggressive in our bell ringing.
Before we get to human behavior, I want to address a couple of things with both of you.
Our human behavior?
Yes. Number one.
What did I do wrong?
I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Number one, you signed us up, the three of us up for this, and left in less than 60 minutes.
58 minutes, but I round up.
Okay.
Did you sign us up for this?
Through Odyssey, I did.
Okay. Did you leave after less than an hour?
At 58
yes or no?
Minutes,
yes.
Yes
or no? Okay. All right. Fine. Sam.
Yes?
Did you say, Merry Christmas, in a Catholic guilt kind of way?
Yeah.
To no fewer than 400 people.
If you walked by and my voice could reach you, which, by the way, is the entire parking lot, you better believe I did.
Yeah.
He was so jolly. And I was aggressive with my bell ringing. Let's be honest, Scott. Of all three of us, who rang the bell the most and the best?
Me.
It was me.
Me? I had three bells going at one time.
But that's just
overkill. I was there for an hour and 40 minutes. Longer than either one of you.
We have to talk about human behavior around the Salvation Army kettle. First of all, folks, you do not need cash anymore. You don't have to dig into your pocket for change. Mm-mm. I'm sorry, I don't have a dollar. I never have a dollar. I never have change ever. Mm-mm. If it were me, I would never donate ever if I needed change because I don't carry change. You now, all you have to do is scan the QR code above the kettle or tap your phone below the kettle.
Oh, they have tap to pay. Yeah.
They have tap to pay, $5. You just go tap. And here's what I noticed, and maybe I too am guilty of the same thing. Averting your eyes when the Salvation Army bell ringer is trying to do the Lord's work is unacceptable.
Oh,
it's unacceptable to avert your eyes.
You missed the best one.
What happened?
We had a guy, Scott and I noticed him coming across the lot. I hit him with an early Merry Christmas to make sure that he made eye contact.
He knew what you were doing.
All right. He took off running towards the door.
Wait. Before you tell the story, I have to prepare myself. I forgot about that one. Hang on.
So you know most grocery stores have automatic doors.
Yes.
Hy-Vee,
yes.
Just like most grocery stores, has an automatic door.
He's running?
So he's coming down the main aisle towards the front door, and he sees Sam and me, I wouldn't say aggressively, but I would say we're trying to get a donation out of him.
Making ourselves known.
Right.
Yeah.
He starts jogging at, what would you say, a rather... decent clip.
I don't think he could have maintained that pace for too many more steps. He was moving.
Tell the rest of the story.
And, you know, he gets within the range of the sensor. The sensor acknowledges that he's there, but he is moving too fast. And dude runs straight into the door. He wants to avoid us badly.
He did not run into the door.
Straight into it.
The door had barely opened.
Sir, do you need assistance?
No. So, this is a true story, Dana. This is a true story. This guy, he's walking through the parking lot and sees Sam and me, and we're not being aggressive, but we're being gentle, and we're just trying to get a dollar.
I said, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. He starts jogging to the front door. The door barely opens, and he plows right into it. It was so loud. Sam, you're my witness. I turn and look at him and I go, dude, you all right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You damn fine.
Turned his body sideways and slid through that small opening.
Slid right through that slot. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Trying to avoid giving a dollar.
Fun fact, when your eyes are averted and you're looking down and you're trying to pretend like, you know, and people do this with homeless people when you're at this red light and mm-hmm. you're the first person in the pole position
yep.
and there's a homeless person there with the sign. And you know what we all do? 10 and two, baby. 10 and two, straight ahead. I'm not looking.
Do you ever lock the door?
Oh, my door's always locked. Mm-hmm. I've had too many people I know try to get carjacked. So my door is always locked.
Okay.
But the point is with the Salvation Army kettle, even if you don't have a dollar, there's no excuse anymore, people. You can give a dollar with your cell phone. And I noticed several people on their cell phones. And I'm like, excuse me. Now, you might say, okay, those people have already donated. Did you notice the people that donated $1 or $2 also would say to us, I sent a check this week, or I've already donated online, but here's a couple bucks. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. I see you and I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, well, you need to find love in your heart.
What I learned today is how shy, either shy or embarrassed or guilty people feel when they pass by somebody who's ringing the bell for the Salvation Army.
It was freezing out.
So, Sam, when you left, I got rid of the... And there's nothing wrong with saying Merry Christmas to anybody. But I got, you were obnoxious.
I was just saying Merry Christmas you to were, everybody that walked by.
Sam, you had three bells.
I did have three bells. And they were various sizes. They made different tones.
You guys, I told people walking by that Sam was there by a judge's court order.
Scott, what did you say?
There was one lady. There was one lady that was walking in.
He's not volunteering. A judge told him he had to be here.
And she looked at Sam because he was being obnoxious. And I said, he's not allowed to be around children.
Cannot believe you said that.
We laughed so hard the time that we were there.
But Sam, were you there when the woman came out and laughed at us?
Oh, yeah. Just started cracking
and
up.
And I go, what's so funny? And she just walks away. And mm-hmm. I'm like, what is so funny?
Oh, people were. So we were on the opposite side of the door from the kettle because, well, that was a whole thing in and of itself.
Robert, the.
That man needs a raise.
My God.
The cart collector at Hy-Vee and Mission.
It's like he senses prey in the parking lot.
He could sniff out any time a cart was left.
Laser focused on the cart retrieval.
By the way.
Someone has to do it, and those are heavy.
He did it for the entire 2 hours that I was
there. It was freezing.
So we were on the opposite side of the door. So people would come out and see us, and I'd say Merry Christmas, and Scott would tell me I was annoying and punch me in the arm. And they would dart hard right and trip over the bucket to avoid walking past us.
They would go around the bucket.
Yeah.
Somebody on the text line says, now hang on, I'm gonna take issue with this if you don't mind, 9300. You have no idea the situation that people are in enough. You're right, we don't. But what I will say is this. When someone says to you, hey, how you doing? All you have to say is, I'm well.
Good, thanks.
How are you? Or if somebody says...
You don't have to give me a dollar. It's not... I would like the right. Salvation Army to do well. It's not like this is for you or I or Sam. I don't want to say we don't have a dog in this fight. We all have a dog in this fight. The Salvation Army does great work. Right. American Red Cross does great work. There are organizations all doing great work. The non-reply to just the greeting is the most bizarre thing I've ever witnessed.
I could not care less if you give us 25 cents or $5.
Right. Whatever.
But when someone is genuinely saying to you, hey, Merry Christmas, or hey, how you doing? It doesn't take much to go, I'm doing well. How are you? It's common courtesy.
I agree.
There were a number of people that grunted.
Well, one kid
Merry Christmas.
Tried to get into a fight with the cart people because he went through the wrong door. And the cart guy goes, you can't come through that door. And I asked him, I go, are people always running in and out of that door? And he goes, no, that door is only for cart return.
Is this Robert?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
And I go, oh, okay. And the customer did not follow directions and just zoomed right on past us through the forbidden door.
The cart door.
Yeah. I learned all kinds of things.
And you're not supposed to use the cart door for your own safety. And we appreciate
that's what
Robert's
they said.
Efforts.
For your safety, we cannot have you standing in front of the cart door.
He needs a raise.
I agree. It was cold out there.
Anyway, it was nice to ring bells. I had not rung bells since the kids left the house.
Well, Sam today rang enough to make up for the time.
Clearly.
Yeah, what is the standard protocol? I thought you had to ring the whole time.
Yes.
No.
Now, if there's a lull, like there's no one in the parking lot and no one coming out.
You stop ringing.
You can stop ringing. I mean, it's really your personal preference.
You ring to just encourage people to make a quick donation, maybe a dollar, maybe two.
See, selfishly, I was just trying to keep the blood in my fingers.
Oh, yeah.
It was cold. Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for everyone who came out.
913-586-7798. We have Festivus Friday coming your way. right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.